This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Howdy. Here we are, 104. Just seems like I started. Here's focusing on who we are as a leader, our presentation skills. This is called Script versus Story. HughBallewPodcast.com. It's a two-way conversation. Please give me your comments. What are your thoughts? Orchestrating success, converting our passion to profit in all of the meanings of that word. Our sponsor is Nonprofit Performance 360 Magazine. It's the magazine we feature the very best stories and content from the very best leaders. Go to nonprofitperformance.org and get your copy right away. It's for nonprofit leaders, but leadership is leadership. Good leadership is good leadership. So take advantage of this really great content that we provide for you. So into today's script versus story. I've been part of a business growth conference. It's actually a culture, a worldwide presence called CEO Space International. And what we help people learn is what's called a SNAP, Super Networking Accelerated Potential. How do you say the most important things in a very short time space with a very few words with high impact that gets results? People want to bring reciprocal value by giving a referral or by giving assistance, or by playing the game with you of life. We need to be clear on what that looks like. And the SNAP is a great, great networking tool. It was created many, many years ago, at least 25 years ago, by Bernie Dorman and Bob Proctor. It's to empower a lot of people to connect with more people in a very focused, short period of time. It's basically a modified elevator speech in that it's short, precise, to the point, and powerful. Within the highly refined, specific culture of CEO Space, it's a way for other participants to know how to help you, refer you, or to respond in some other way to fill the gaps in your process of developing your enterprise. Presenting the SNAP is also rehearsal. It's an opportunity to rehearse a presentation over and over and test the response in real time. The desired response is for others to give you what's called a See Me card with their contact information and a note on how they can respond to your request. The system is good, although the skill of the participants is not always consistent. A SNAP is a presentation. Leaders are, in fact, influencers. Presenting is influence. We influence others to respond to our call to action. We must define what we want people to do with highly specific and compelling language. The basic flaw is that we recite a script rather than tell a story. People respond to a story if they see themselves as involved in the story or its emotion. Storytelling is an art as well as a skill. The skill improves with rehearsal. The story improves with the artistry of presentation. The leader is first and foremost a person of influence. We must define the following in order to be a successful influencer. Who we want to influence. Be clear on who it is that we're influencing. Define our target market, or you run the risk of not having any market. El mundo is the world. It's everybody, which equates to nobody. Pick your niche and pick that niche. Next thing we want to do to be a successful influencer, who we want to influence was first. What we want them to do is next. The weakest part of these snaps I've heard over 11 years of hearing them, going on 12, is that I hear no call to action. It's either weak or non-existent. We must tell the listener what we want them to do. It's that simple. However, simple is complex to create. Have your coach help you with this one. What is your call to action? A specific thing you want to tell people what to do. The third piece is, why should they care? As Simon Sinek shares in his book, Begin With Why, nobody will care about the what until they know the why. This is a critical paradigm to master and a complex one to create. Our passion. Be in touch with your passion for what you are presenting. Keep the image of your passion in your spirit, and it will be present in your story. Words don't fully influence without the injection of the passion and the relationship. Communication is facilitated by relationship. Be aware that you have and are in relationship with the person to whom you are presenting. If you don't care about them, then why should they care about you? If you aren't getting the desired response, then look in the mirror. Are you reciting an ineffective script, or are you skillfully presenting by using the artistry of storytelling? And, oh, by the way, in my world, the best stories are short. This is Hugh Ballew. I hope this helps. I'd like to hear from you.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.